Father, we give you the praise this morning. We give you the honor, we give you the adoration. Blessed be your name, Adonai. Blessed be your name, Ancient of Days. In you we live and move and have our being. We are your offsprings. Thank you for the privilege of knowing you. Thank you for the privilege of relationship. Be glorified, be honored, and be adored. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Give the Lord the praise, please, and take your seat. Hallelujah. I welcome everyone here this morning in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Every testimony we heard this morning points to the fact that we serve a prayer answering God. They point to the fact that we are not wasting our time. We are not serving God for nothing. You see, I have not called you, seed of Jacob, to seek me in vain. You will not end your journey in vain. Somebody say a loud amen. This morning I want to speak quickly on the subject of the factors that amplify prayer effect. What factors amplify the effect of prayer? In Matthew chapter 17, verse 21, Jesus was speaking about a kind that goeth not out, but by prayer and by fasting. Like it is titled, our objective is to understand those factors, just as it is, that enhance prayer effect. I want to give two illustrations that may make you understand what we mean. First, the voice of man can produce sound on his own. But if that sound is to be more audible and have a more far-reaching effect, it can be amplified by electronic amplifiers, amplified by the microphone. It wasn't as if the voice couldn't have been heard on its own, but it's not going to be as impactful and as drastic as it would be if it had an amplifier. That is what we are talking about the factors that enhance prayer effect. Chemical reactions, another illustration. Chemical reactions can take place by themselves. But if the reaction process is to be accelerated, there will be the need for the addition of catalysts that speed up the reactions and produce a more drastic result in a shorter time. That is what we are talking about when we talk about factors that enhance prayer effect. In this service, I'm going to look at six factors. So I'm going to look at 12 overall. I'll mention all of them so that nobody misses out. But I'm going to look at the 12 in this service. Number one is called, what we just read, praying with fasting. Praying alone produces results. But when you added fasting to the prayer, it shifts it to another level. Matthew 17:21, where we read. You see, how be it this kind goeth not out, but by prayer and fasting. Isaiah chapter 40 verse 31, the Bible said, but they that wait upon the Lord, they shall renew their strength. Waiting upon the Lord is what we call fasting. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Isaiah chapter 58 and in verse 6 and also verse 8, he said, is not this the fast that I have chosen? To loose the bands of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, to let the oppressed go free, and that he break every yoke. Then shall thy light break forth. So When you pray, you have results. When you pray with fasting, you amplify the results that you can have. You can speed up the reaction process. And now, two things to note concerning fasting. Number one, fasting intensifies spiritual power and authority. It intensifies spiritual power and authority, breaking enemy yokes. When power must be intensified, when your authority at the place of prayer must be intensified, it can be intensified by fasting, breaking enemy yokes. And secondly, fasting amplifies desire and desperation. It amplifies desire and desperation. You are letting God know that whatever you are asking for is not a joke. You mean business. You shall seek me and find me when you seek for me with the whole of your heart. That is Jeremiah chapter 29 and in verse 13. It amplifies desire and desperation. And these two things are critical in the amplification of prayer effect. Prayer effect by fasting. So praying with fasting is number one. Number two is praying in the spirit. Praying in the language of the spirit is an amplifier of prayer. In Romans chapter 8 and in verse 26, Romans 8:26, the Bible said, likewise the spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the spirit himself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. The spirit helps our infirmities. So praying in the spirit is an amplifier of prayer. Now in Ephesians chapter 6 verse 18, the Bible said, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the spirit. Praying always and praying in the spirit and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. Praying in the spirit. Now, what does praying in the spirit do for us? How does it amplify prayer effect? Two things again. Number one, praying in the spirit helps people to handle issues that they are naturally unaware of. Praying in the spirit helps us to handle issues that we are naturally unaware of. In the realm of the natural, you are not aware of the issues that you handle when you pray in the spirit. The Bible said in Romans chapter 8 verse 26, it said that the spirit helps our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for. You see, when you pray in your normal English language, you are praying here and there and trying to know exactly what to pray about, and you are just limited by your understanding and limited by your perception. But when you pray in the spirit, you cross the limitation. You cross that limitation. You step into realms where you are dealing with issues you didn't even know nothing about. And that brings the answer to the prayer out, because you are praying with specificity. You are praying target specific prayers. You are shooting at the issues directly when you pray in the spirit. Number second, praying in the spirit also helps us to pray in line with the will of God. You are praying what God wants you to pray. We pray in line with the will of God. In Romans chapter 8 and in verse 27, the same Romans 8 verse 27, he said, and he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. When you are praying in tongues, the Holy Spirit is helping you to make intercession according to the will of God. The exact thing God wants you to pray about is what the Holy Ghost is helping you to pray about. You see, and the Bible said in 1 John chapter 5 and in verse 14 and 15, it said, and this is the confidence we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. Now the Holy Spirit is helping you to ask according to his will. And as you are asking according to that will, he will hear you. And if we know that he hears us, whatsoever we ask, then we know that we have the petition that we desire of him. Hallelujah. Did you see that revelation equation? God will hear you when you pray according to his will. He will answer you when you pray according to his will. And you pray according to his will when you pray in the Holy Ghost. When you pray abundantly in the Holy Ghost. These are amplifiers. That is why it is very, very important for anyone who is not yet filled with the Holy Spirit, with the evidence of speaking with tongues, to trust God to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Oh Lord, I'm going to pray about the job situation in my office. I don't even know what to do. Maybe you are trying to retain the job by all means, and God is trying for you to get something better. And God is trying to open another door. So by the time you step into praying in tongues, the Holy Ghost begins to pray and say, you know what? Lord, don't hear him. Don't hear her. She's talking about keeping this job. Just open that other door that you have in mind that will make her more effective in preaching and doing the will of God and so on. And then that you just move there, and the Holy Ghost takes over and is leading you to pray exactly what you should pray for. That will make you step into your destiny. Is God speaking to somebody here? Father, let this man come back to me. This man that is in relationship. And the Holy Ghost said, Shakoko Bakadagalaya. Lord, don't mind him. Don't mind her. She doesn't really know the man. She doesn't really know the man. Just Lord, that perfect will of yours. That man that will help her to make heaven. Send him, that man. Do you understand what I'm saying? Very, very important to pray in the Spirit. See, so this is praying with fasting is number one. Praying in the Spirit is number two. Number three, now these are very, very lethal weapons. Number three is praying with vows and sacrifices. Praying with vows and sacrifices. Praying with vows and sacrifices is a prayer amplifier that helps us. In 1 Samuel chapter 1 verse 11, the mother of Samuel had prayed for a while, trusting God for a child, but she had none. Then she vowed a vow and said, O Lord of hosts, if thou will indeed look on the affliction of thine handmaid and remember me and not forget thine handmaid, but will give unto thine handmaid a man child, then I will give him unto the Lord all the days of his life, and there shall no razor come upon his head. And that was answered in verse 18, 19. God remembered Hannah. She made a vow, added a vow to her prayer. Verse 19, and the Lord remembered her. And they rose, and the Lord remembered her. And then she brought forth the child. That was Hannah. Now, in 1 Samuel chapter 7, verse 9 to verse 11, Israel was in the battle with the Philistines, and Samuel cried unto the Lord and took a sucking lamb and offered that lamb as a burnt offering holy unto the Lord. And Samuel cried unto the Lord for Israel, and the Lord heard him. And as Samuel was offering up the burnt offering, the Philistines drew near to battle against Israel. But the Lord thundered with a great thunder on that day upon the Philistines and discomfited them, and they were smitten before Israel. And the men of Israel went out of Mizpah and pursued the Philistines and smote them until they came under Bethkar. Do you understand? Samuel was in battle. He was praying. And as he was praying, he was offering sacrifice with a prayer at the same time. And then the Philistines came and God began to fight them from heaven. Do you understand? So you are praying, but you are not just praying now. You are now making a vow with a prayer. Lord, if you will hear me. I remember during the construction, one man was asking God to give him 8 zeros. 8 zeros, that's 9 figure. Father, if you drop this money in my hand, I won't touch anything out of it. I will drop it for the project. And he came and he dropped it exactly as he said. Do you understand what I'm talking about? And then other doors open after that for other things to happen. All right, sacrifices. Lord, I place this on the altar. I am dropping this on the altar. I am trusting you for this and that. And I'm sacrificing and trusting you with results. And sacrifices, it works like fire. Now, there are two things that, again, we'll note on the matter of sacrifice. Number one, sacrifices and vows activate the covenant, causing the covenant-keeping God to step into action. Sacrifices and vows activate the covenant. Whether it's a covenant of supernatural supplies, whether it's a covenant of service, whether it's a covenant of divine health, whatever it is, it activates it. In Psalm 50 verse 5 to verse 6, look at what he said. He said, gather my saints together unto me, those that have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. And the heavens shall declare his righteousness, for God is judge himself. Now look at verse 14 and 15. Gather my saints together. The covenant happens by sacrifice. He said, offer unto God thanksgiving, pay thy vows unto the Most High, and call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver thee, and you shall glorify me. So as you are calling upon me, as you are adding vows and adding sacrifices to calling upon me, I will answer you in the day of trouble. I will remember my covenant, and I will step into the battle, whatever that battle is. I see somebody here, God is stepping into your battle shortly. If you are that one, shout the loudest amen. God is stepping into your battle today, shout the loudest amen. Secondly, sacrifices trigger the fire of divine intervention. Everywhere God sees sacrifices, he releases the fire. Sacrifices trigger the fire of divine intervention. Where God sees sacrifice, the fire of his intervention must fall. Drastic, instant. In 2 Chronicles chapter 7 verse 1, when Solomon was dedicating the temple and he offered sacrifices. Now the Bible says, when Solomon had made an aid of praying, the fire came down from heaven and consumed the burnt offering and the sacrifices, and the glory of the Lord filled the house. I have experienced many drastic interventions in my life and ministry on the platform of sacrifices, praying and adding sacrifices. Several junctions and several locations, and I see God doing that for somebody. So what are we doing to amplify our prayer effect? First of all, is praying with fasting. Second is praying in the spirit. Number three is praying with vows and sacrifices. Number four is praying for others in intercession. You come to the point where you are not praying for yourself right now. You are forgotten about your issue for a moment, and somebody else is your prayer concern. Somebody else is your prayer project. You have made somebody else your prayer project. Praying for others in intercession can be in intercession. In Job chapter 42 verse 10, the Bible said, and the Lord turned the captivity of Job when he prayed for his friends. Also, the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before. He turned the captivity of Job when he prayed for his friends. Ephesians chapter 6 verse 18, we read that earlier on, where the Bible said, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the spirit. That is praying in the spirit and watching thereunto. With perseverance and supplication for all saints. Now, you have shifted from praying in the spirit. Now he's now saying, pray for all saints. Don't just pray for yourself. Don't just pray about yourself. Don't just face yourself in prayer. Include others in the prayer. Now, two things you will know again about praying for others in intercession. You see, many times we keep praying for ourselves and praying for ourselves, And then things just remain. But you shift a little bit and things come now. Number one, praying for others in intercession is a seed principle. And what you make happen for others, God makes happen for you. It is a seed principle. That is, you are sowing a seed. You are looking beyond yourself and asking God to look at another with mercy. It's a seed principle. Praying for others in intercession. Matthew chapter 7 verse 12. He said, what things soever, therefore all things whatsoever you want men to do to you, even God, do even to them. For this is the law and the prophets. It's a seed principle. You are sowing a seed. Number two, praying for others in intercession is a love principle. You are walking in love. is a love principle. And what is so important about this love principle? Three things. So, I don't know how you are numbering it now. 2A, 1, 2, 3. No, 2B, 1, or rather. 4B, 1, 2, 3. It's a love principle. First, faith works by love. Galatians chapter 5 and in verse 6. So when you are praying for others, say for in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision availeth anything nor uncircumcision, but faith which worketh by love. So when you begin to walk in love, your faith is amplified. I can't be laboring and interceding for others and God will forget me. Faith works by love. Second, that's right, you are numbering it correctly. Second, love commands the actions of God because God is love. Anywhere you want God to step in, walk in love. 1 John chapter 4 verse 8, God is love. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. And thirdly, love is strong enough to tackle even death. The Bible said in Songs of Solomon chapter 8 verse 6, that love, he set me as a seal upon your heart. He said, for love is strong as death. So, when you stand to pray for others in intercession, you are sowing a seed. It's a seed principle. And what you sow, you reap. You say God should do it for them, God must do it for you. No devil can stop it from happening for you. That happened for Job. Second, it is a love principle, and faith works by love. Love commands the acts of God, and love is strong enough to tackle anything, including death. So whatever you are dealing with, by the time you shift into onto the frequency of love, you are shifting onto the frequency of results. I announce to somebody here today, your prayer for others will produce drastic results in your lives. In the name of Jesus. Before I go further, can you take the hand of somebody near you and just intercede for them right now for just 30 seconds. Say, Father, I don't know the challenge of your son here on my side, but I ask that you'll intervene in their lives. I ask that you give them a change of story. Give them a testimony, a change of story. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Adonai. Thank you, Elion. Thank you, Adonai. We worship you. We honor you. In Jesus' precious name. Is anybody getting anything so far? That's right. Number 5. Praying for kingdom advancement. We are talking about the thing that will make your prayer more resultful. Not only give me, give me, give me, give me. No. There are things to do. You pray with fasting. You pray in the spirit. You pray with vows and sacrifices. You look beyond yourself and begin to pray for others. And now this is praying for kingdom advancement. For God's kingdom to succeed on the earth. Doing that makes you a focus for God. Matthew chapter 6 verse 9 and 10. Matthew chapter 6 verse 9 and 10. After this manner, therefore pray ye, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Praying for kingdom advancement, for the advancement of the kingdom. Matthew chapter 6 and in verse 33, he said, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Seek first the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you. That is, stop focusing on yourself for a while and let your focus turn to God for a moment. And the things that you have been focusing on shall begin to look for you. Again, let's look at two things that the kingdom advancement will learn from. Number one, God expects us to pray for the establishment of his kingdom in the earth first before we ask for bread. Did you hear that? God expects man to pray for the establishment of his kingdom in the earth first before we ask him for bread, for daily bread. Do you see that? He said, thy kingdom come. Before you can say, give me my daily bread, he wants you to pray for his kingdom establishment, to pray for revival in the earth, to pray for the move of his power, to pray for sinners to be saved, to pray for bodies to be healed. Some people look at us and they think that, oh, these people are just favored and so on. Most times we don't have any personal prayer point at all. Prayer, major prayer is kingdom. Hallelujah. Now, what is the meaning of that? If you are committed to praying for his kingdom, you won't need to beg him for bread. That's true. If you are committed to do the first things first, you are committed to the prayer for the establishment of his kingdom, your bread won't be something you have to beg God for. Secondly, seeking first God's kingdom at the place of prayer is a magnet for the addition of other things in life. Seeking God first at the place, seeking first God's kingdom at the place of prayer is a magnet for the addition of other things in life. Matthew 6:33. Seek first the kingdom and his righteousness, and other things shall be added unto you. We are seeking God in prayer. We are seeking God in restlessness of soul winning. We don't need to beg him for how to go to where we are to preach next. We don't need to beg him for any of those. Somebody say aloud, amen. Finally, for this service, factors that amplify prayer effect number six is praying with vision. Praying with vision. You are not just praying blindly, but you have a picture of what you are asking for. Praying with vision. Genesis 13 and in verse 14 to verse 15. Genesis 13 verse 14 to verse 15. And the Lord said unto Abraham, Abraham, after that Lot was separated from him, lift up now thine eyes and look from the place where thou art, northward and southward and eastward and westward, for all the land which thou seest, to thee will I give it. To thee will I give it. Ephesians chapter 3 verse 20. He said, now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. He's able to do exceeding, able to do abundantly above all that we ask or think. Think means imagine or envision. Hallelujah. Isaiah chapter 65 verse 24. He said, and it shall come to pass that before they call, I will answer. And while they are yet speaking, I will hear. Before you call, how can he answer? It's in your vision. Before you start speaking, how will he hear you? It's in your mind. Somebody say amen. Two things about vision, and then we are done this morning. Number one, praying with vision is praying with the picture of the desired outcome. And what man sees determines what God gives. desired vision. He's praying with the desired picture. The desired, with the picture of the desired outcome. You are not just praying, God, give me a husband. You saw yourself marching to the altar on the wedding day. You saw yourself at the reception. You saw yourself in the home. You saw yourself with your children all running around. You saw yourself with a beautiful Christian family. That picture is clear to you. Genesis 13, 15. The picture is very clear to you. You are not in doubt. And it is important to know that vision is a faith principle. Right? Oh, there's so many things to say. Now, what man sees determines what God gives. All the land which thou seest, to thee will I give it. Genesis 13, 15. So, you are not just praying, the picture is clear. You are not in doubt. You are not guessing. The picture is clear to you. The picture is crystal clear to you. You are not guessing. You are not in doubt. It's a clear picture. Hallelujah. Somebody is blessed, and if you are the one, you say amen. Who is the most blessed person here this morning? Hallelujah! In fact, you can paint the pictures on your wall. You can just put certain pictures on your wall. Certain pictures in your room. Just certain pictures. And you look at it, it reminds you of what you are trusting God for. While you are in the midst of the praying, your imagination is alive with what, how the answer looks like. Simple. The vision is seeing how the answer looks like. What you are praying about, how does it look like when it happens? It is in your mind at the place of prayer. Secondly, God hears and responds to visions, thoughts, and imaginations. The same way he responds to speaking. God hears and responds to visions, to thoughts, to imaginations from man. The same way he responds to speaking or praying. God hears. God responds to visions, thoughts, imaginations. The same way he responds to your speaking in prayer. So do you know what is happening at this moment? There is an agreement between your speech and your thought. You are not saying one thing to God and thinking another thing. You are not saying God will make you live and you are thinking death. Do you understand? The picture of premature death filled your mind and you are praying to live. That is plus one minus one. Zero. Nowhere. Life fills your mind. And you are asking for life. It's a synergy. It's a unity. And two shall agree as touching a thing, it shall be established. The thought is in agreement with the word. Hallelujah. Is God speaking to anybody here at all? So when you combine these six things, I want you to follow me and let's go through it. Number one, what is your amplifier of prayer effect? Number one. I ain't hearing you. Praying with fasting, number two. Praying in the spirit, number three. Praying with vows and sacrifices, number four. Praying for others in intercession, number five. Praying for kingdom advancement, number six. Praying with vision. I'll tell you about the six I'm going to deal with in the second service. Just for the sake of your notice and also pick up the message. So, number seven will be praying in the midnight. It's an amplifier of prayer. We'll elaborate that in the second service. Number eight will be praying prayers of inquiry. Prayers where you ask questions. Lord, what am I to do now? Lord, what are you saying? Prayers of inquiry. Not just praying, but beginning to ask questions. expecting answers. Number 9, we'll be praying with thanksgiving and praise. There are many who don't know this dimension. I mean, there are times where you came to pray and all you came to do was to thank, not to say anything. Number 10, we'll be praying for the nation in intercession. There are scriptural commands to pray for the nation. And there are dividends of doing that. Number 11 is praying with kingdom service. You don't just come to church to ask God for what to give you. You are in church, you do something. That was Zechariah. We'll look at that in the second service. And number 12 is praying in agreement with the brethren. You prayed on your own, but now it's time to pray in agreement with the brethren. There is a power in that agreement. We'll also look at the detail of that in the second service. Counsel is determined to amplify your prayer effect. By the factors that amplify prayer effect. Determined to amplify your prayer effect. Determined to amplify your prayer effect. And secondly, we heard the testimony of a young man who came. Endeavor to practice the things you hear. Practice them. Put them in practice. I prayed just prayer enough. I want to add fasting to it. I prayed in my understanding enough. I want to pray in the spirit. Endeavor to put into practice these factors. It's a new day. Somebody is blessed. Say amen. Am I the only person that feel like I ate a very good food this morning? Stand up on your feet and give him the shout of praise. Louder shout of praise. Loud most shout of praise. Hallelujah. Help me tell somebody by yourself. Say congratulations, congratulations, congratulations. Congratulations, congratulations, congratulations. Hallelujah. And now we are going to do practical intercession for about a few minutes. Lift up your hands wherever you are. Appreciate God for the word we have received this morning. We'll start with appreciation. I'm going to take the prayers in the service and then reschedule it. We'll allocate in the second service. Lift your hands and lift your voice and appreciate God. Say after me, say, Father.
Father.
Thank you.
Thank you.
For your word.
For your word.
To me today.
To me today.
Be glorified, Lord.
Glorified, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Again, Father.
Father.
Thank you for your word.
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 Your nourishing word. To me this morning.
To me this morning.
Be glorified, Lord.
Glorified, Lord.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Go ahead, open your mouth, speak to God. In Jesus' precious name. Now lift up your hands and say, Father,
Father,
I ask that this word
will produce
results
in my life.
In the name of Jesus.
Help me, Lord,
to live by this word.
Help me, Lord,
to comply
with this word.
Oh, Lord,
in the name of Jesus.
Lift your voice and pray. Grace to live by this word. Grace to comply. Da 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 Jesus' precious name. Amen. We are about to pray for the nations and pray for ourselves. And I want you to pray with fire. Zechariah chapter 2 and in verse 5. Zechariah chapter 2 and in verse 5. Let's read one to go. For I, say the Lord, will be unto her a wall of fire round about, and I will be the glory in the midst of her. God says he will be a wall of fire round about us. And be the glory in the midst of us. Pray this prayer after me and say, Father,
Father,
I ask
that your wall of fire
around your people
in dunamis
and your glory
in the midst of us
will defend us
against arrows
of strange diseases,
sudden death,
and surprise attacks.
Oh Lord,
in the name of Jesus,
open your mouth and pray.
Open your mouth,
pray with fire.
Pray with fire.
Father, we ask
that your wall of fire
around your people
and your glory
in the midst of enemies
will defend your people
against arrows
of strange diseases,
arrows
of sudden death,
arrows
of surprise attacks.
Oh Lord,
let the
Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Luke 10:19. Read together, one to go.
Behold, I give unto you
power to tread on serpents and scorpions,
and over all the power of the enemy,
and nothing shall my enemies hurt you.
Lift your voice and say after me, say, Father,
we resist
every agenda
of the Antichrist
and false
counterfeit
evil
altars
to undermine
the voice
and the strength
of the church
in Nigeria.
We bring them
into defeat
instantly
in the name of Jesus.
We are tackling Antichrist
altars.
We are tackling counterfeit
altars
to undermine the voice of the true church.
Again, say,
Father,
we resist
the agenda
of the Antichrist,
or the false
counterfeit
evil altar
to undermine
the voice
and the strength
of the church
in Nigeria.
We bring them.
Please,
those watching from other nations,
call the name of your nation,
Kenya, Zambia, and so on.
Now, again, say,
Father,
we resist
every agenda
of the Antichrist
and false
evil altar
to undermine
the voice
and the strength
of the church
in Nigeria.
We bring them
into defeat
instantly.
Oh Lord,
in the name of Jesus,
go ahead and pray.
Father,
we resist
every agenda of the Antichrist,
every agenda of
false altars,
every agenda of
evil altars,
to undermine the voice,
undermine
the strength
of the church
in Nigeria.
We bring them
into defeat
instantly.
In the name of Jesus.
In
Jesus' precious name.
Can I hear a lot of amen?
Hey,
Matthew 15 and in verse 13.
Everybody ready to go? I want to go. But he answered and said, every plant which my heavenly Father has not planted shall be rooted up. Psalm 22, verse 27 to 28. All the ends of the earth shall remember and turn unto the Lord, and all the kingdoms of the nations shall worship before thee. For the kingdom is the Lord, and is the governor among the nations. We ask that God will uproot from our nation at all levels.
Amen.
Both now and in the time to come.
Amen.
Every evil leadership at all levels.
Amen.
Uproot them. Uproot
Amen.
Them.
Amen.
Lift your voice and say, Father,
Father,
we ask for the uprooting of every evil tree in our nation's leadership at all levels in this season. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we ask that you take your place of leadership in our nation.
Oh Lord,
in the name of Jesus, can you pray? Father, we ask for the uprooting of every evil leadership, of every evil tree in our nation's leadership at all levels in this season. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we ask that you take your place of leadership in our nation, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Father, we ask for the uprooting of every evil tree in our nation's leadership at all levels in this season. In the name of Jesus, we pray.
Of Jesus, we are going to pierce the head of the blood-sucking dragon, sucking blood in Nigeria. We are going to cut their head. We are going to release the fire to dry up their blood reserves. They draw strength from drinking blood. We are going to break their head. Isaiah 27, verse 1 to verse 2. Let's read together. One to go. In that day, the Lord with his sore and great and strong sword shall punish Leviathan, the piercing serpent, even Leviathan, that crooked serpent, and he shall slay the dragon that is in the sea. In that day, sing ye unto her a vineyard of red wine. Now let's go to 1 Kings 18:38. We are going to invoke the fire that leaks water. See, after me, now read, one to go. Then the fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burnt sacrifice and the wood and the stones and the dust and licked up the water that was in the trench. Let the fire of God lick up and dry their blood reserves and their blood bank. Lift your voice and pray after me and say, Father, we pierce the hair
and
slay the blood sucking
dragon
and Leviathan
over this nation
that is making demands
on blood
through terrorism, banditry, ritual killing, and political activities. We also kill it with thirst by drying up its blood reserves with the fire of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. Pray! Father, we pierce the head and slay the blood-sucking dragon and Leviathan over this nation that is making demands for blood through terrorism, through banditry, ritual killing, and political activity. We also kill it with thirst by drying up his blood reserves with the fire of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. Pray! Father, we pierce the head and slay the and Leviathan over the nation, Nigeria, that is making demands on blood through terrorism, through banditry, through ritual killing, through political activities. We also kill it with thirst by drying up his blood reserves with the fire of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. We also kill it to the first by drying up his blood reserves
of Jesus.
Amen.
Allah. Something is happening. Joel chapter 3 and in verse 14. Let's do it together. One to go. Multitudes. In the valley of decisions. For the day of the Lord is near. In the valley of decisions. Pray this prayer after me and say, Father,
we ask
in this season
that
you will give us the harvest of the multitudes in the valley of decision through this altar.
Oh Lord,
in the name of Jesus. Again, Father, we ask in this season that you will give us the harvest of the multitudes in the valley of decision through this altar. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Pray. Father, we ask. In this season, that you will give us the harvest of the multitudes in the valley of decision through this altar. Lord, in the name of Jesus, lead us, precious name.
Amen.
The Lord heard and answered us in Jesus' name.
Amen.
I'd like you to take 3 minutes. The Holy Spirit helps our infirmities. Spirit of the living God, I welcome you. Can you read it together? That is Romans 8:26. Read it together. One to go. Likewise, the Spirit helpeth our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. You remember, praying in the Spirit was our second point. You are going to pray right now. Holy Spirit, help me to pray what I need to pray right now. Help me to pray in line with the will of God for my life at this moment. 3 minutes. Lift your voice and say, Holy Spirit, I welcome you.
I
receive your help.
To pray
in line with the will of God
for my life
at this moment.
I receive
grace now. In the name of Jesus. Go ahead and pray, man.
Let us
Jesus' precious name. Amen. Lift up your hands and let us worship Him.